Welcome to a Henner Joyce basic training tape for JAWS for Windows version 2.0. This is basic training tape number 2, and the tape is tone indexed, so you can fast forward to the first beat. The table of contents follows. The table of contents for side 1, beep 1, JAWS for Windows menu system and the voice menus. Beep 2, the utilities menu. We'll talk about the configuration wizard. Beep 3, changing default configurations and more menu choices in the configuration wizard. Beep 4, the JAWS for Windows language menu. How you can switch synthesizers. Beep 5, end of side 1. Table of contents for side 2. Beep 1, the JAWS for Windows online help system. Exploring the help menu. How to review changes information in JAWS for Windows. The JAWS quick reference section of help and reading the JAWS for Windows manuals. Beep 2, the Windows 95 help system. The contents page, discussing books and topics within the help system. Beep 3, searching in Windows 95 help system. The index page and the find page. Beep 4, name, addresses, and phone numbers for Henner Joyce.
Now we're going to talk about the JAWS Voices menu. My name's Ted Henter, and Eric Damry is here to make sure we get all the information in. And I'm not sure where we left you, so we're going to make sure we go to the JAWS window. But you can hold down the insert key and hit the J.
JAWS.
That'll get you to the JAWS window. And it should say JAWS. Now we want to go to the menus, so hit the Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
And then right arrow. The Alt key is the left end of the space bar usually. And the right arrow, you can use the one on the numeric pad, which is the 6 key. Or you can use the other ones. And on a laptop, it would be an Alt L would be the right arrow. Yeah, I'm just thinking. No, wait a minute. Alt period would be right arrow. Alt L is the next word. So I'm going to move over.
Voices.
And there it is. Well, the first one that pops up is Files. That's the Files menu. I move over to Voices. And I'll hit Enter or down arrow.
Num Enter. Menu active. Global dot dot dot.
Now, the JAWS Voices menus, well, there's one menu, and there's several dialog boxes to change the different voices. We have the Global Voices dialog, which basically changes all of the voices. Now, how many voices do you have? Well, we have the Global dialog.
Keyboard dot dot dot.
And I hit down arrows. Then we have the keyboard voices. So you can change the way it sounds as you type. You might want, when you type, might want it a little bit faster or perhaps a different pitch. It's up to you. But you can have different settings there for the keyboard.
PC cursor dot dot dot.
And the PC cursor. We have two cursors, the PC and the JAWS. PC is the one you're in usually. So you can set a voice for that.
JAWS cursor dot dot dot.
And the JAWS cursor. So you can make, you really want those two to be different so you can tell when you're using one or the other. Now these are not just voices that we're changing, but voice parameters. Things like volume, rate, pitch, tone, things like that. I'll down arrow again.
Uppercase dot dot dot.
And there's the uppercase. That's how you want it to sound when you hit an uppercase letter as opposed to a lowercase letter. Now the only option in there is you can change the pitch. So it just, you can make it a higher frequency is a typical thing. Down arrow again.
Global dot dot dot.
And our app's back to global. See, global kind of covers all of these. Keyboard, PC, and JAWS. So you might want to change the rate. So you go into global, change the rate, and it'll change it for all of these other things. So you don't have to go into each one and change it. Just make one change and it affects all of them. But then you might want to go into the JAWS cursor and set the pitch different. If you set the pitch in global, it changes the pitch for everything. But if you change it just in the JAWS cursor, then it changes it just for that. So let's go into this global voice settings dialog. I'm on that now. I can do a say line to confirm that.
Global dot dot dot.
That's an insert up arrow on a numpad, or a Alt J on the laptop. So I'll hit enter.
Num enter. Leaving menus. Global voice settings dialog. Voice. Voice volume colon 30 scroll bar.
First things it comes to is the volume. Voice volume is 30 scroll bar. Scroll bar is the type of control this is. I'll do an insert F1.
This is a scroll bar. Use the right arrow down arrow or page down keys to increase the value. Use the left arrow or page up keys to decrease the value. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So there's a couple different ways of increasing the value. Right arrow.
31, 32, 33.
Takes you up one at a time. Or if we do a page down.
Page down, 42. Page down, 51.
See, it jumps in bigger chunks. These look like chunks of 9. Or page up.
Page up, 42. Page up, 33.
Takes us back.
32.
Left arrow.
31.
Might be good here to remind folks, Ted, that we are using a DeckTalk, so our values may vary from the values you're hearing. I think the accent has on volume probably 1 through 10 or something, whereas the DeckTalk's going to go up to 70 or 100. I can't remember which.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the other settings in these boxes will vary from synthesizer to synthesizer also.
30.
So in these particular things, the scroll bar, the right arrow, the down arrow, and the page down increase. Or go to a higher number, shall we say. Just like if you're in a word processor, you hit down arrow, it increases the line number. Or you hit page down, it increases the page number. That's why these do that. So that's the volume. You can change that if you like. Now I'm going to tab.
Voice rate colon 250 scroll bar.
That's the rate. 250 in this case is words per minute. On other synthesizers, it'll have a different number there and mean different things. So if I page down.
Page down. 293. Page down, 336.
And you can sense the change as it's being changed. That way you get a sample. And even if we hit escape now, we don't want to make this change permanent. We hit escape and cancel. It'll go back to the way it was. But right now, as we move up and down in this scroll bar, it's changing the voice so we can sample it. And you can get something that you like.
Page up. 293. Page up. 250.
I'll tab again.
Voice pitch colon 100 scroll bar.
So you can change the pitch there to suit your taste and your synthesizer. And I'll tab again.
Voice colon combo box. Voice 0.
Now this is the voice. In a DeckTalk you have a choice of different voices. If I right arrow.
Voice 1.
Voice 2.
Voice 3. Voice 4.
Just samples those voices.
Voice.
But as a default.
Voice.
We want
voice zero.
I'll tab again. Now you remember you can back tab too, a shift tab if you want to go back.
Voice punctuation colon combo box all.
Here's the voice punctuation, but it said combo box and all. So we have punctuation set to all. Let's see what a combo box is. I'll do an insert F1.
This is a combo box. Type in a value or use the arrow keys to move between the items. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So type in a value, like if I want most, I hit M.
Most.
Or none.
None.
N for none, or sum, S.
Sum.
Or I hit A for all.
All.
Or I can just right arrow.
All.
I'm over that
most.
M. Left arrow.
Sum.
Excuse me.
None.
That's left arrow, here's right arrow.
Sum. Most. All.
At the end. So that's punctuation. That determines how much punctuation gets spoken. You know, the periods, commas, question marks, all that stuff. We have it set to all, just so you hear everything that's there, like if you want to proofread something. But if you can do a lot of reading, and just reading, like for pleasure or information, but you're not worried about proofreading it, you might try most. Most kind of drops out the periods, the commas, the question marks, the exclamation points, the standard punctuation things, but leaves in things like percent signs and asterisk and parentheses and things like that. And as you go further down to sum, it drops out more of those punctuation symbols, and none drops them all out. I'll tab.
OK button.
To the OK button, or.
Cancel button.
Tab again to cancel. And anytime in here, you can hit escape to cancel. And also anytime in here, you can hit enter for OK, unless you're on the cancel button. If you're on anywhere but a button, if you're on any of the other controls except the buttons, then the default button will be OK. Let me back
OK button. Voice punctuation colon combo box. All.
If you want to know what the default button is, you do an insert E.
default button is OK.
And that'll tell you without actually being on the OK button. You can be on any of the other controls, and that'll tell you. And that'll work in most, if not all, dialog boxes.
If you don't understand that logic, insert E for the default button is E for enter. So, in other words, if you hit enter, what button is going to get activated? And that's the keystroke to tell you, insert E.
Oh, I thought it was because of the second letter on default. Okay, so that's the Global Voices dialog. If I hit enter,
JAWS,
it takes me out of there and back to the JAWS window. Now, those other Voices dialogs are the same. They have exactly the same layout, all except for that one at the bottom, which was the uppercase. So now let's go in just for an example and show you the difference with the JAWS cursor. I'll do an Alt-V.
Alt-V, menu active, Voices, Global dot dot dot.
I'll down arrow.
Keyboard dot dot dot. PC cursor dot dot dot.
That was another down arrow.
JAWS cursor dot dot dot.
The JAWS cursor.
Num enter, leaving menus, JAWS cursor voice options dialog, voice volume colon 30 scroll bar.
30 for volume.
Voice rate colon 250 scroll bar.
I tabbed. Now here it sounds different. That's because we're using the JAWS cursor voice parameters. Even though we don't have the JAWS cursor on, this dialog is for setting that those voice parameters, so now we're sampling it. I'll tab again.
Voice pitch colon 100 scroll bar. Voice colon combo box. Voice 2.
See, this, because the JAWS cursor voice parameters, we have it set to voice 2, so it sounds differently.
Voice punctuation colon combo box. All. OK button.
There's the OK button. So the only difference here was the, quote, voice, unquote, that we were using. Now, different synthesizers will have a different option there, I think, for voice. May have a different option. And you just pick out whatever parameter you want to distinguish the JAWS cursor compared to the PC cursor. Now, when you get JAWS for Windows, it will have these things adjusted to some reasonable defaults, and then you can make the changes that you want. I'll hit Escape.
JAWS.
Takes me back to the JAWS window. Now, one last thing here in the Voices menu is that uppercase. I'll do an Alt-V again.
Alt-V, menu active, Voices, global dot dot dot.
Now, see, that uppercase is at the bottom, I know from experience, so I could down arrow through it, or I can just hit up arrow.
Uppercase dot dot dot.
There I am on uppercase. I'll hit enter.
Num enter, leaving menus, uppercase increment setting dialog, increment setting colon edit, 70.
Okay, so this is the increment setting, which is set to 70. That's the difference between the regular setting, which would be the lowercase, and then what you want for uppercase. So as I recall in the Global Voices dialog, the pitch setting was 100.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to be, when I do an uppercase letter, it's going to be 170. So if I route my JAWS cursor to the PC, that's an insert minus on the numpad.
Route JAWS to PC.
Or an Alt left bracket on the laptop. And then do a prior word, insert left arrow.
Setting colon.
I go over to the word setting. Another one.
Increment.
Increment setting. That's the prompt for this field. And I just want to hit a say character.
I.
That's uppercase I.
And.
Lowercase n.
I. N.
N. So that's the effect that this setting has. That's how much it changes for an uppercase letter. I'm going to just hit escape to get... I left you all in the uppercase dialog box. Now we want to go to the utilities menu and look at the configuration wizard. So hit the Alt key.
Menu bar. File.
It says menu bar file, because the menu bar is up there towards the top of the window, and it has the titles of the menus in it. And when you hit the Alt key, you activate it, and it highlights the first one, which is usually file, but not always. I'll do an insert F1 to explain something about the menu bar.
This is the menu bar. You can arrow left and right to hear the different menu names. Use say character to read the hotkey. Use the hotkey as a shortcut key, or press enter or down arrow to open the menu. Press escape to exit the menu bar.
So it said you can use the arrow keys, left and right arrow, to move across.
Voices. Utilities. Voices.
And you can use the say character to get you the hotkey.
V.
V for voices.
Utilities. U.
U for utilities. Say character is the 5 on the numpad or the alt comma on a laptop. And that's just a quick way to get there instead of arrowing across. You can use that hotkey in conjunction with the alt key to open up that menu immediately. Like if I do an alt V, it'll go right to the voices menu. You won't even bother with the menu bar. And it's not always the hotkey is not always the first letter. visually it's an underlined letter, and this JAWS function will pick that out for you. So say character when the PC cursor is on. See that? When the PC cursor is on, you're kind of like attached to the operating system, and JAWS is giving you special information. If you want to read those names a letter at a time, you just use your JAWS cursor, and it can go, it can move freely.
Language. Utilities.
Hit the arrow, the right arrow, then the left arrow again. So here we are on the Utilities menu. I'll hit Enter.
Num Enter. Menu active. Macro Editor Control plus M.
There's the macro editor. The macros are a very powerful feature of JAWS for Windows, and we're not going to get into that now on the basic training tape. But it allows you to configure JAWS in a very powerful way to get the program, the software, to do more for you. And we provide a lot of macros with JAWS for Windows, so you don't have to know much about this. JAWS loads them automatically and uses them automatically.
Ted, when you landed on this, it said Macro Editor Control plus M. Now, the menu bar had those underlined characters. Menus themselves also have the underlined character, but the Control plus M was a little unique. Maybe you can talk about that.
That's a good point. If I do a say character,
M
for Macro Editor, again, that's the hotkey. But also out to the right, if I do a say line,
Macro Editor Control plus M.
Many times there'll be a shortcut key, so you don't have to go into the menus at all. You can just do it right from the keyboard. So Control M is the shortcut to run the macro editor. Now that's only valid when you're in the JAWS window. And typically things like Control O will be open a file for whatever program you're in. Control S typically is to save a file for whatever program you're in. So these shortcut keys are valid only when you're in that program's window.
Control P is another real common one for print. You'll find that in most word processing programs.
So if I down arrow,
Configuration Wizard.
Configuration Wizard. This is a program that allows us to configure other things about JAWS for Windows. We've got the macro editor to move things around on the keyboard and add a lot of logic to the keys and combine a lot of functions together. So one keystroke will do a lot for you. It can even make decisions for you with if statements. That's in the macro language. The configuration wizard allows you to configure other things about it. Does it echo the character as you type, or does it echo the whole word? And before I run that, let's take another look at, keep going down this menu.
Macro editor control plus M.
So you wrap back up to the top. So there's only two items in this menu at this moment. In time, there may be some more things added there. So I'm going to hit the Alt key to go out of the menus.
Leaving menus, JAWS.
It says leaving menus and JAWS. And you're probably wondering, well, what about the configuration wizard? Well, the way we could go into it from the menus and just show you what's there. But the real power of the configuration wizard is you can run it when you're in any application. We have a macro key that runs it, and it's valid in any application. Then when it comes up, it knows which application you want to configure JAWS for. Let me demonstrate that. I'm going to go to the Start menu with a Control Escape.
Start menu. Programs submenu. Programs submenu.
And hit Enter.
If you're in 3.1, you could have done an Alt F. If you were in Program Manager, you could Alt Tab to the Program Manager, and then done an Alt F, and you would have essentially been where we are. And then Ted, you're going to use Run to launch the Notepad.
That's a good idea. I was going to use our menu, but because this also applies to Windows 3.1. So I'm in the Start menu or the Files menu, Program Manager. Alt F. I hit R.
R. Leaving menus. Run dialog. Type the name of a program, comma, folder, comma, or document, comma, and Windows will open it for you. Period. Open colon edit combo. C colon backslash JFW.
I'm gonna silence that. Now this is Windows 95, so it gave me some stuff that you may not hear on Windows 3.1. So now all I gotta do is type in the name of the program, Notepad.
N O T E P A.
And hit Enter.
Enter. Untitled-Notepad. Edit.
Also, one other thing, Ted. If you are in 95 and this was not an upgrade and Notepad wasn't there, in other words, you just got an error message, it didn't exist, and you can go back into your Start menu and run C colon backslash JFW backslash JPad, and you'll be essentially where we are with just a different window title.
Yeah, JPad, that's right. Notepad doesn't come in 95?
I don't know. It's not in the menu items on a regular
straight install.
So you may be there, it may not. I'm not sure.
Okay. So I'm in Notepad, or you may be in JPad. Now, if I do and hold down the Insert key and hit the 6 on the numbers row.
Configuration wizard-notepad.jcf. Configuration wizard-notepad.jcf.
See, so that loaded it. When it came up, it automatically noticed that we were in Notepad, and it's assuming that we want to make changes to the JAWS configuration for Notepad. Now, we have several options to change that, but it automatically grabs that application. Now, if I hit the Alt key,
menu bar, file.
See, I'm in the configuration wizard now. Just by hitting Insert 6, it loaded it. So I'm in File, I hit the right arrow.
Set options.
And here is Set options. I'll hit the down arrow.
Menu active. User options, dot, dot, dot.
And this is user options. Now, there's several choices in here. We're only going to look at a couple for the purpose of the basic training. The other ones will be covered later. So let's take a look at user options, dot, dot, dot. That simply means that there's a dialog box will come up next if we select this. So I'll hit Enter.
Num Enter. Leaving menus. Configuration wizard-notepad.jcf. User options dialog. Typing echo characters radio button checked.
So this is typing echo. It's set to characters. If I down arrow.
Typing echo words radio button checked.
There's words.
Typing echo off radio button checked.
And there's off. So you have a choice of how to echo the typing. I believe the default is characters. So you hear each letter as you type. But you can set it to words so that when you hit the space bar after the word, you'll hear the word. The space bar where you hit the punctuation mark after the word, you'll hear it.
Typing echo characters radio button checked.
I did an up arrow twice and went back there. So now, this is a radio button. I'll do an insert F1.
Typing echo radio button group. When typing text, comma, you can have the text echoed letter by letter, word by word, comma, or you can have none of the text echoed. The default setting is characters. Use the arrow keys to select the desired item within this group.
So it tells you a lot about this particular choice. With the configuration wizard, the insert F1 is special help for each one of these items. So when you're not sure what it is, just use your insert F1 and it'll tell you. I'll tab.
Tab. Screen echo highlighted text radio button checked.
So the first one was typing echo. This one is screen echo.
And one other thing to point out, on the insert F1 message, it mentioned that the default setting was character. I think it's important to know that if you change your default settings to something else, and then you come back in here and do the insert F1, it's still going to tell you what the real default setting was, so you can always go back to it. That the JAWS isn't just looking at your default setting, it's reminding you what the original default was.
Yep. The default is like the factory setting. So I'll tab. Oh, here's screen echo. That's how much text is spoken when it comes up on the screen. There's all or none, and in between there is highlighted. And we defaulted to highlighted. That allows JAWS to just speak the important thing as it pops up instead of the whole screen. But sometimes you want to hear the whole screen, so you set it to all, and sometimes you don't want to hear anything, so you can set it to none. You can also change this from anywhere, anytime, by holding down the insert key and hitting S for screen echo. Come to think of it, the keyboard echo is insert 2 on the numbers row.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll tab.
Tab, verbosity beginner, comma, highest level radio button checked.
This is the verbosity setting. I'll do an insert F1.
Verbosity radio button group. This controls the amount of verbosity with which JFW speaks. The default setting is beginner, comma, highest level. Use the arrow keys to select the desired item within this group.
So when a verbosity is set to beginner, JAWS chatters a lot and tells you a lot about what's going on. But as you increase it to intermediate or advanced, JAWS will speak less, assuming that you're already familiar with this. You don't have to hear a lot of that. That's verbosity. I'll tab again.
Tab. Typing interrupt checkbox checked.
Typing interrupt checkbox checked. As you type, if you type slow, you'll get to hear every letter. But as you get better, or maybe you're already a fast typist, you can type fast. You don't want to wait for the synthesizer to speak every letter, because that won't keep up with your typing. So if you allow your typing to interrupt itself, then you don't have to wait for JAWS to speak the letter. You hit ABCD, and it will interrupt before it finishes the A, it'll be saying the B. Before it finishes the B, it'll be saying the C. And those are the typing keys, like the letter keys and number keys. I'll tab again.
Tab. Reading interrupt checkbox checked.
And here's the same idea, but for the different keys. This is the reading interrupt. For the reading keys, like the arrow keys and the next word, prior word, and things like that. So you can read around real quick you may hear the start of a line, realize that's not the line I want, and just hit down here and go to the next one. It will interrupt the speech. You don't have to wait for it to finish. And it says checked.
Reading interrupt checkbox checked.
I did a say word there, and it tells you that it's checked. So hit the space bar.
Reading interrupt checkbox checked. Reading interrupt checkbox not checked.
There's not checked. Hit it again.
Reading interrupt checkbox checked.
And there's checked. And in this configuration widget, this application, the space bar, toggles it and it speaks to you the new setting. In other cases, the space bar will toggle checkboxes but will not tell you what it's set to. In that case, you have to do a say word or a say line to get it to read it to. I'll tab again.
Tab. Key repeat checkbox not checked.
Key repeat. Without JAWS for Windows running, most computers will automatically repeat a key, like a letter key or an arrow key, if you hold it down. If you press it down and hold it, it'll do one, let's say, one character, and then after a half a second or so, a short amount of time, it'll start repeating that key automatically. Well, that can be handy, but usually because you can't see it going up on the screen, you have to wait for the synthesizer to tell you, and the synthesizer does lag a little bit. You won't know that that's happening until you've got a lot of stuff up on your screen. And so we automatically disable that by with JAWS for Windows.
Key repeat checkbox not checked.
I did a say word there. See, the key repeat checkbox is not checked, so it's not going to repeat. If you want it to repeat, you just hit the space bar and OK this, and then it will. I'll tab again.
Tab. Insert key mode checkbox not checked.
The insert key mode. We use the insert key a lot with JAWS to give us a bunch of extra functions on a standard keyboard. And it acts a lot like the alt key or the shift key or the control key. You have to hold it down and hit another key while you're holding down the insert key. If that's a problem, it can be a problem for some people that don't have good mobility with their hands. It can also be a problem when you're using another program to input data, such as voice input, like a drag and dictate. And so if you want a sticky insert, that means you hit the insert, let it up, then hit the other key, that would be a sticky insert. You don't have to hold it down. And this option here can select that.
It could also be good on a laptop, Ted, if you've got an insert key that's in a real difficult position to get to in combination with another key. You could set this and then mark your insert key so it's easy to find, hit it, and then go back to the home row and do your keystroke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be moving around like that. That way you don't have to have two hands on the keyboard. I'll tab.
Tab. OK button.
And there's the OK button. So that's the user options dialog. You make any changes in here. Let me go back to the beginning.
Tab. Tab. Typing echo characters radio button checked.
Typing echo. If I change this.
Typing echo words radio button
to
checked.
Words. Now I hit enter.
Num enter. Configuration wizard-notepad.jcf.
Now I want to save this configuration file. So I do a Control S.
Control S.
And that saves it. That's the shortcut key. I could go into the files menu and look at it there, but a Control S is the one for this application. Now it saves it in a file with the extension of JCF. That stands for JAWS configuration file. And the first part of the file name is the name of the application. So if I read my title line,
configuration wizard-notepad.jcf minimize simple maximize simple close.
Silence that. It tells me right up there that this is for notepad.jcf. Now to test it, I'll Alt-Tab back to Notepad. I can also exit the configuration wizard. Alt-F4, I'll do that.
Alt-F4, untitled-notepad, edit.
I exited the configuration wizard, went back to Notepad. Now,
this is a test period.
So that's an example of word echo on the keyboard. Now in the previous section we used the config wizard to change the keyboard echo for Notepad. Now if you go to Word for Windows or to WordPad, it's not going to be there. That change we made affected only Notepad. Created its own little JCF file and it loaded it automatically when we ran Notepad. And that's all fine and dandy. But if you want to adjust the default settings, make that change to your default.jcf file, here's how you do that. I'm in Notepad still. I'm doing insert 6.
Configuration wizard - notepad.jcf. Configuration wizard - notepad.
It loads the config wizard for Notepad again. But we want default, right? So I do an Alt F.
Alt F. Menu active. File. New control plus N.
This is the files menu. That's new.
Open dot 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 control plus O.
You can open a file. Like if I wanted to work on a specific file, let's say one for Excel, I could select this open dialog, and it's just like other open file dialogs, and select the JCF file I wanted to work on. And I could get to the default that way. Or
save control plus S.
I'm just hitting down arrow.
Save as control plus A. Open default file control plus D.
There it is. Open default file control D. I didn't even have to come into the menus. So I'll hit enter.
Num enter. Leaving menus. Configuration wizard-default.jcf.
And there it is. Default.jcf. Now I can go into that user options dialog, change the keyboard echo to words. Hit enter and then control S to save it, and it would affect all the files. See, the concept of default and application specific, we use the same concept in macro files and in graphics files. Whereas you set the default setting to what you think is going to work the best for most things. That's what the default. Then you can override that with the application specific setting. The application specific setting has the name of the application, such as Notepad, WinWord, WordPad, Excel, with the extension of JCF. And the default file has the name default. So we just loaded up the default file. We did not go to the default settings yet, or I should say the factory defaults. So we've loaded up the default file. Now you or someone may have changed that from the factory defaults. So if you want to get back to the factory defaults, we will go, I'll hit Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
And I'll arrow across.
Set options. Reset options.
And there's reset options.
View.
I'll back up.
Reset options.
I'll go into the reset options.
Menu active. Reset to factory defaults.
So if I want to change my default file to the factory defaults, I select this one here.
Reset to defaults.
And reset to defaults will reset the application-specific file to the default values.
Reset to factory defaults.
So those are two items in there. So if I hit enter on here, reset to factory defaults.
Num enter, leaving menus, configuration wizard-default.jcf.
It'll just make sure my default settings are set back to the factory defaults.
That's a little confusing sometimes, but if you have opened up your default file and changed, say, typing echo from characters to words, you want it to be words by default in most programs, and then you go into an application and you change it to, you make that adjustment, and then later you decide, oh, that isn't the way I want it. I want to use it the way I normally use it by my defaults, the ones I set up. Then you come to this menu and choose the default, and it will put the change back to the way you've set up your default file, opposed to our factory defaults. If that makes any sense.
And you think your explanation is better than mine?
It's a little confusing.
Yeah. The factory defaults is what we select when we ship it, and that's how the default file is set when you get it. But you can change your default file. And then should you somehow want to go back to the, or for some reason want to go back to the factory defaults, you have that option. And you always have the option of changing these settings for specifically for one application. Now let's take a look at, so that's a bunch of information, but here's another subject related in the configuration wizard. I'll do an Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu active, set options.
Set options.
User options, dot, dot, dot.
And I want to take a look at the other items in this menu with a brief explanation. There's the user options, which we went through already. I'll down arrow.
Text processing, dot, dot, dot.
Text processing, there's some more settings in there. You can go in there and look around and do your insert F1 to get more information on each one. I'll down arrow.
Window classes, dot, dot, dot.
Window classes, here's when you're setting up when you have a new application program and it's not reading right, you can go into this window class setting and tell JAWS how to treat that window. Treat this particular window like one of these other windows, because JAWS knows about 40 different windows, but it may not know the one that is in your new program. So if you see one in your new program that looks like one, a known one, such as an edit box or a list box, you can tell JAWS, treat it as if it were a list box, and JAWS will read it better. Now that's a bit advanced, so we're not going to say too much about it. It's very handy, though, when you're setting up a new program that doesn't read correctly. I'll down arrow.
Graphics and symbols, dot, dot, dot.
Graphics and symbols. Here's some settings for the various graphics and other symbols that JAWS runs into on the screen. I'll down arrow again.
Cursor options, dot, dot, dot.
Cursor options. You can change, you can tell JAWS what the cursor should look like so it knows how to find it, the height, the width, the shape, all that kind of stuff. I'll down arrow.
Braille options, dot, dot, dot.
Here's how you can change some items for Braille displays, how JAWS treats a Braille display.
Advanced options, dot, dot, dot.
And advanced options, that's, I forget what's in there. But it's
I haven't advanced that far yet to go into it.
But if you need, if you're curious, you can hit enter there and go in and hit insert F1 in each one of those, and it'll tell you what's going on. Now these are things when you get real serious about screen reading and you want to make some serious adjustments to the way things are done. You can go in here. Ordinarily, these things don't have to be touched. I'll down arrow again.
User options, dot, dot, dot.
And back up to the top. Down arrow.
Text processing, dot. Window classes, dot, dot. Graphics and symbols, dot, dot, dot.
I want to take a look at one item in here, the graphics and symbols. I'll hit enter.
No enter. Leaving menus. Configuration wizard-default.jcf. Graphics and symbols dialog. Graphic verbosity, all graphics radio button checked.
Graphics for verbosity. It said all graphics radio button checked. This is a radio button. It's got three settings in this one, I think. And only one can be on. So with this setting, all graphics, it will read all of the graphics that it sees on the screen as you run across it. Some of those graphics will be labeled for you, and it'll say something intelligible, something meaningful. Some graphics will not be labeled. So then it'll say graphic 438 or graphic 593. And that's an indication to you that there's a graphic symbol there. A graphic symbol is like a picture or a picture, not characters or numbers. And the idea there is you can label those graphics using the JAWS graphics wizard. But until you do that, it'll just say graphic followed by a number. Now, with some programs, you don't need to label all the graphics. They're just visual things, line drawings, dots and dashes and crazy stuff like that that just kind of clutter up the voice output. So for that, if you up arrow,
graphic verbosity labeled graphics radio button checked,
and have labeled graphics, then JAWS is going to speak only the labeled graphics, which are the important ones, and it will not speak the graph 438 and the graph 125 and all that stuff. And that's a way that you can fine-tune JAWS to say the ones that are important, give them labels, and to skip over the ones that are not important or that are just clutter, and then set this verbosity to labeled graphics. And it'll speak only the ones that have labels and not the other ones. And that's the way you'll find a lot of the programs, a lot of your regular Windows programs. We've set it up, we've labeled the important graphics, and we tell JAWS to ignore the other ones that are not labeled. I'll hit enter here.
No enter. Configuration wizard-default.jcf.
So that's the configuration wizard. There is one other. I think there's one other thing. Let's go back to Notepad. Well, let me close this.
Alt F4. Config Windows application dialog. Save changes to /JFW/settings/new/default.jcf. Yes button.
See, I forgot to save the file. So we made a change, but I didn't save it. So when I went to close this application, it warned me that I hadn't saved it yet. And it said, yes button. You want to save it? Yes button. So I just hit enter.
No enter. Untitled dash notepad. Edit.
And it saves it and goes back to notepad. Now, if I want to use a window class option, I can go to the configuration wizard, go through that menu and get to window class. Or I can just do an insert 7.
Configuration wizard-notepad.jcf. Window classes dialog. New class edit. Edit.
And it takes me right into the window classes dialog. And it put up the class of the window I'm in, which in this case is edit. That's a known one. Then if I tab over.
Tab. Assign to colon list box. Not selected button.
And these are the types of known classes that I could assign it to. This is a list box. I'll just down arrow.
Button. Checkbox. Combo box. Dialog.
These are the different types of windows that JAWS knows about and knows how to handle.
This is a feature that's for a pretty advanced user, Ted. Somebody who's really experimenting with a strange program and having some troubles. If you're new to screen reading, this isn't something you really have to be concerned about. It isn't something you'll go into.
Yeah. Just wanted to show you that the two different ways to get to the window class. So I'm going to close the Config Wizard with an Alt-F4.
Alt-F4. Untitled-Notepad. Edit.
Now let's go to the JAWS window again. I'll do an Insert J.
JAWS.
And I want to look at the language menu. Hit the Alt key.
Menu bar. File.
Right arrow.
Voices. Utilities. Language.
And hit Enter.
Num Enter. Menu active. JAWS language submenu.
This allows you to change the language that JAWS uses. Now the JAWS language submenu, you can select different languages for JAWS to use in its menus and other words that it has. So you could select German or French or Italian or Spanish or, you know, other human languages. Now, if you go into this submenu, there'll be a list there of the languages that are installed on your computer. Now, you probably only have one, English, and so it's not going to be a very long list, but there are other languages available. So this item here is the JAWS language, the words that JAWS will put up on the screen, like in the menus, and the words that it speaks, like when you hit the page up. So now I'll down arrow.
Synthesizer language submenu.
Here's the synthesizer language. This is the language that the synthesizer will use to pronounce the words that JAWS sends it. So some synthesizers, let's say a Keynote, may have English and Spanish installed in it. So you go to this submenu, JAWS will go out and figure out what languages are in the synthesizer and present them in a menu. And so you can select it. Now the JAWS menus may still be in English, but the synthesizer may be speaking Spanish. So if you have a Spanish document on your word processor, that would sound okay. But as soon as you go to the, let's say, to the JAWS window to adjust the voice, you're going to hear those English words spoken with a Spanish accent.
So if you are in this, if you go to this submenu and you don't see multiple languages, Ted, the problem is not necessarily that that JAWS isn't seeing your language, it's that your synthesizer doesn't have those language available in it.
Yeah, and there are some ways, there are some other things involved to be sure JAWS can recognize those languages. So if you down arrow again,
Change Synthesizer submenu,
then you get to the Change Synthesizer submenu. You could have more than one synthesizer installed on your computer. And then you would use this menu item to switch from one synthesizer to the other. Maybe you'd use a DeckTalk like we are for English, and you might use an Orizon to speak French, or I think DoubleTalk to speak Spanish. So you could actually have them both installed at the same time. You'd only be using one at a time, but you can switch them right here in this menu. And I'll down arrow again.
JAWS language submenu.
And back to the JAWS language submenu. This is the end of Side 1, Tape 2, JAWS for Windows Basic Training Tapes. You can fast forward to the end and flip it over.